through a brother, public letter.
当我们回来的时候，我们主借着我们的弟兄给我们送了一封信。
It's a public letter to this church.
这是给我们教会的一封公开信。
I think many of us you have received through email.
我想很多在我们当中已经在你们的电子邮件里头收到这一封公开信。
Since it's a public letter, so I will answer publicly.
因为这是一封公开信，我就想公开的做一个答复。
I think the letter has a very serious charge what we should be aware of.
因为我想这封信里头有这个很严肃的这个主题，我们必须要明白。
I think for those who really know our brother and sister, our hearts are very painful.
我相信我们了解我们弟兄姐妹的，知道我们的心里是那么的沉重。
So I write a letter to him and said, we thank them for this open letter to keep us humble before the Lord.
所以我就写了一封回信给我们那位弟兄，跟他讲我们是那么的心情沉重，我们在神的面前，我们是要谦卑自己。
So, I think.This is good for us.
我认为这是对我们是有好处的。
Although there is sadness in our hearts, but that will keep us humble before the Lord.
因为虽然在我们心里我们感到有一点的悲伤，但是这会让我们在主的面前保持我们谦卑。
Not a bit sad, very sad.
我们是非常的非常伤心。
So I still thank the Lord for this letter from our brother.
所以我为了我们的主，我为了主感谢我们这个弟兄来写这封信。
But we have to keep everything in good perspective.
但是我们要从好的角度来看这封信。
The message is what God has spoken through the conference.
这封信的内容其实呢
No, I don't talk about the letter. I'm going to talk about the conference.
这个我们过去这个夏令会呢主给我们交通了这个信息。
That is the core value or core reason why we are here.
这是为什么我们在这边聚集的主要原因。
We have human beings, we have shortcomings, that's true.
我们人都有弱点。
But not because we areunfaithful or we have blemish in our lives that we lost the focus.
并不是因为我们不信实或我们犯了罪我们失去了注意力。
We need still, on one hand, God try to remind us if we have shortcomings, we repent.
一方面神要提醒我们如果我们有缺点我们必须要悔改。
Keep us really not in high spirit but in low spirit.
帮助我们能够有一个谦卑的灵
so we can be blessed, really blessed by the Lord.
让我们能够真正为主所祝福
That's all I want to say.
这就是我想要说的
Today I want to continue on the series of the heavenly vision.
今天我要继续我讲了属天的意象这一系列的信息
And lately we have come to this subject of the vision of Isaiah.
最近我们讲到以赛亚的意象。
Today we come to part four.
今天我们来到第四。
Let's turn to our Bible.
我们请翻开圣经。
To Isaiah chapter 52.
到以赛亚书第52章。
Verse 13.
第十三节。
We'll read through the end of the chapter.
我们一直读到这一章的末了。
For the time's sake, I will. When we read, we will not go bilingual. I will take turn. One time we read Chinese text. Second time we will read the English text. We take turn.
因为时间缘故，我们用中文、英文，我们交换来读。
For this text, I will read in English only.
好，这段经文我们用英文来读。
Behold, my servant will prosper. He will be high and lifted up and greatly exalted. Just as there were many who were appalled at him. Quote, his appearance was so disfigured beyond that of any man, and his form marred beyond human likeness. So will he sprinkle many nations, and kings will shut their mouth because of him. For what they were not told, they will see. For what they have not heard, they will understand. Then we will use Mandarin, read the next chapter.
好，然后我们用中文我们来读下一章。
The first three verses in Mandarin, please.
我们读头三节。我们所传的有谁信呢？耶和华的膀臂向谁显露呢？他在耶和华面前生长如嫩芽，像根出于干地。他无加行美容，我们看见他的时候也无美貌，使我们羡慕他。他被藐视，被人厌弃，多受痛苦，常经忧患。他被藐视，好像被人掩面不看的一样，我们也不尊重他。
Next three verses in English.
下面三节用英文。
Surely our griefs he himself bore, and our sorrows he carried, yet we ourselves esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was pierced through for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The chastening for our well-being fell upon him. And by his scourging we are healed. All of us, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way. But the Lord has caused the iniquity of us all to fall on him. The next three verses in Mandarin.
好，我们念从第七节开始用中文念三节。他被欺压，在受苦的时候却不开口。他像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地，又像羊在剪毛的人手下无声。他也是这样不开口，因受欺压和审判，他被夺去。至于他同事的人，谁想他受鞭打，从活人之地被剪除，是因我百姓的罪过呢？他虽然未行强暴，口中也没有诡诈，人还使他与恶人同埋，谁知死的时候与财主同葬。
Next, from verse 10 to 12 in English, let's read together. But the Lord was pleased to crush him, putting him to grief. If he would render himself as a guilt offering, he will see his offspring. He will prolong his days, and the good pleasure of the Lord will prosper in his hand. As a result of the anguish of his soul, he will see it and be satisfied. By his knowledge, the righteous one, my servant, will justify the many, and he will bear their iniquities. Now, all of the, I'm sorry. Therefore, I will allot him a portion with the great, and he will divide the booty with the strong, because he poured out himself to death, and was numbered with the transgressors. Yet he himself bore the sin of many, and intercede for the transgressors. For this segment, it is the most mysterious segment in the whole book of Isaiah.
这段经文在整本以赛亚书里头来讲是最神秘的一段经文。
Because for the Jewish rabbi, the scholar, when they study this paragraph, they cannot figure out what Isaiah was really talking about.
因为那些犹太的教师们，当他们念到这段经文的时候，他们没办法完全明白以赛亚在说什么。
They cannot interpret why, if there is a Messiah promise for the Jewish nation, and this doesn't fit the picture.
他们觉得很奇怪，如果是神答应给 犹太人这个弥赛亚，然后这一段经文读起来跟他们所心中所想的那幅景象又不是很符合。
Messiah, the Messiah is supposed to be king.
这弥赛亚应该是一位王。
He is supposed to bring prosperity, glory to the nation of Israel.
他应该带给整个以色列 繁荣、昌盛。
Will be head of the all nations, not tail of the nations.
他会所有国度的王，而不是这个地位很低的人。
That was the promise of God to the nation of Israel.
这是神对整个以色列国的应许。
So they expect to see some great king, the Messiah, to lead them out of the captivity.
所以他们预期有一位弥赛亚，他是一位王，能够带他们走出他们的捆绑里。
So when they read this portion, they cannot figure out how in the world such a pathetic person can be the leader of the nation.
所以他们读到这段经文，他们觉得很奇怪，就是这么微不足道的一个人，怎么能够成为一国的带领的人呢？
So they refuse when they study this paragraph to acknowledge this is something related to the Messiah.
所以他们在读这段经文，他们就拒绝来接受这段经文是跟弥赛亚有关系的。
That's the reason until today, many Israeli, Jewish people, they cannot recognize Jesus is the Messiah because cannot be, just doesn't fit.
这也就是为什么今天还有许多的犹太人，他们没办法接受耶稣就是弥赛亚，因为这跟他们想象不符合。
So how they interpret this chapter, they say, this is not about the Messiah, this is about the sufferingJewish nation.
他怎么解释这段经文呢？他们说这不是关于弥赛亚，而是关于受难的以色列国。
But if you read, we just read through, do you feel this is referring to a nation rather than a single individual person?
但是当我们读这段经文的时候，你们认为它是关于一个国呢，还是关于一个人？
I think when you read through, you will find it is a person, it is not a nation.
我相信当你们读过这段经文，你会发现这是关于一个人，而不是一个国。
Because if the Jewish rabbi, when they acknowledge this is a single person, then the whole theology will be changed.
因为那些犹太教师，他们如果承认这是关于一个人呢，那他们的那些神学的根据就没办法成立。
They have to acknowledge there is one person fit.Perfectly to this picture.
他们必须要承认有一个人能够完全的满足这一个图画。
So you will see, for the Jewish people, they misinterpret this important chapter revealed or included in the vision of Isaiah. He forecast 800 years later, after this prophet, there will be a person come with all these descriptions.
所以犹太人他们就误解了这以赛亚，他在800年前他就预言到将来这位弥赛亚的来临。
It says someone in the among the biblical scholars they told us that this prophet Isaiah is the Old Testament Paul.
有人研究圣经的学者，他们讲到以赛亚认为他是在旧约的保罗。
Because he received such comprehensive understanding about the Messiah.
因为他得到了神对他有关这个弥赛亚是全面的的启示。
He foretold he will come as a babe and he'll be born by a virgin.
他预言到他会为童女所生的一个婴儿。
And he forecast about his government, his responsibilities, all these, and his name.
他也预言到他的职事，他的名。
And now we come to this chapter, you will see, talking about his ministry on earth.
然后我们来到这章，看到他预言到他在地上的执事。
And when Christians read this, we get it in a better sense than the Israel's.
当我们基督徒读这段经，我们可以比犹太人明了的更多。
Because by the grace of God, we know this chapter is not talking no one else but Jesus Himself.
因为靠着神的恩典，我们知道这段经文是唯独独的讲到耶稣基督。
However, for Christians, although we read this, but in our understanding, if you can paint a picture,
Mm-hmm. 然后当我们基督徒我们在读这段经文的时候，我们可以勾画出这幅图画。
Because in this description about Jesus is as good as a picture. All words, but it's really descriptive.
因为 这一段经文描述耶稣，他虽然都是字，可是他其实是在勾画出一幅图画。
But in Christianity, if you see Jesus' picture on the wall,
但是在有些基督教的这个关于耶稣基督的画像
I have seen many many Jesus portrait
我看过很多耶稣基督的画像
One time the most abundant collection was in Egypt in a cold church They have all kinds of collection through ages about Jesus portrait
收藏最丰富关于耶稣基督的画像是在埃及的一个他们所谓的教堂。
So very interesting, black people's Jesus is black.
这很好笑，就是黑人他们的耶稣基督的画像是黑人。
Caucasians Jesus is white.
那白人他们的基督画像就是白人。
No, so Asians Christian Asians Jesus is very Oriental.
那亚洲人 他们的耶稣基督画像就很像亚洲人
Everyone has different image about Jesus because he never really leave us a picture
每个人对耶稣的容貌都有不同的想法因为他没有留下他的画像
But most of picture they are really look like movie stars
但是大部分的耶稣的图像都看起来像电影明星一样
good looking, handsome, tall, you know, very masculine
非常高大健壮英俊
that's what we prefer you go to a Christian bookstore you will see those kind of marvelous picture about Jesus
这是我们所喜欢的这幅图画你到很多的基督徒的书店你都可以看到这些画像
right, that's our image you know, for Christians Jesus is like look like that, movie star
所以对我们基督来说耶稣基督就是看得像这样像个电影明星
If you study this chapter
但是如果你们读这段经文
You will find it's totally different
你们发现这完全不一样
All our image are wrong
我们对耶稣的这个影像完全不对
So let's see
我们看一下
I divide today's message into three parts
我把今天的信息分成三部分
FromChapter 52, verse 13 to 15, that's the first part, is the astonishing servant.
从52章13到15节呢这边讲到看到我的仆人。
看到我的仆人 that's the subject.
Okay. 使人惊奇的仆人。
And then from first verse to 9, chapter 53, is the second portion, is called the travailing servant.
然后从53章第一到第九节这边讲到受生产之苦的仆人。
And the last paragraph will be verse 10 through the end, verse 12, that's the triumphant servant.
然后第三段就是53章第十到第十二节讲到得胜的仆人。
This is how I divide this whole section into these three portions so that we can know what kind of vision Isaiah sees.And that's what kind of image God tried to present to us about His Son.
所以我把今天的信息分成这三部分，我们可以看到以赛亚他看到的意象是什么，然后神所要启示我们是什么。
Because the title is "Behold what my servant."
因为今天的题目是看到我的仆人。
So look at this servant. That's the revelation. First is referring to Jesus. That's for sure.
我们看到这个启示呢，第一个是讲到耶稣基督是没错的。
Right. On one hand, we have to know this is the Jesus Bible try to reveal to us.
一方面来说，我们必须要明白到这个就是 圣经想向我们启示的耶稣。
So if we see this picture clearly, that will help us tremendous.
我们能够很清晰的看到这幅图画，这就对我们很大的帮助。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because when we were created, Adam and Eve, he was created after one image.
因为亚当夏娃是借着神的照着神的形象造成。
Remember that? So,When Adam and Eve was created after one image, what was the image?
我们当亚当夏娃被造，他们是照着谁的形象来造的呢？
Jesus' image.
是照着耶稣的形象来造的。
So, now, here you come to a very vivid description about this image.
所以我们才能看到一个非常生动的这个对这个图画的表示。
And you will see, it's really surprising.
你会看到这很让人惊讶的。
Think about movie star, and then think about how Jesus was really described in this chapter.
你先想想看电影明星长什么样，然后再看看耶稣基督是怎么样被形容。
Let's focus on the next, the first part, okay? The astonishing, servant.
让我们先来看使人惊奇的仆人这一段。
Astonishing is used in the English translation, but in our NIV translation, it's used different word.
这个惊奇这个字呢，在 NIV 这个版本翻译是不一样的。
If you have NIV, you will see the translation is appalled.
你有在有新国际标准版，你们发现它这个翻译是使人惊讶。
In the beginning statement, this verse 13.
在这个第十三节开始的时候。
This opening statement.
就是他开始的经文。
God said, "Behold, my servant, he will prosper. He will be high and lifted up and greatly exalted."Exalted.
他这边讲到，看了我的仆人，他必被高举上升，且成为至高。
So this is a very assurance that this is not a regular servant. This servant is what? To the top.
所以这是对我们保证，这不是一个普通的仆人，这个仆人是要被举为至高。
Mm-hmm. That's his ultimate destination.
这是他至终的目的。
So, what God tried to show us, there is a special king, has the character of a servant. On one hand, he is so low, and no one pay attention. But on the other hand, he has a glorious future. He will be exalted to the top.
所以神这边向我们启示这个仆人呢，一方面他是非常的低微，像个仆人，但另一方面他会被高举，像个王。
And that,is exactly what Paul tried to tell us in Philippians chapter 2, right? That's a very familiar verse.
这就是在腓立比书第二章神借着保罗所要跟我们讲的。
Yeah, Paul said, you know, originally he, chapter 2, verse 5.Having this attitude in yourself, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, although he exists in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a bond servant, and being made in the likeness of man, being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. For this reason, let's read together. Verse 9.God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name. See, that's the fulfillment of this servant's final destination.
这就是神为这个仆人所预备最后的目标。
So I want to show you that here God is not trying to tell us there is a lousy future for God's children or for His Son. No, He has a glorious future.
神在那边所要讲不是说神的儿女将来的前途很凄惨，而是说你们的前途是非常的充满荣耀。
We all like that, do we?
我们都很喜欢的。
Right, bright future.
我们非常光明的前途。
And it is not a carrots in front of a horse.
而不是在马前面的这个红萝卜。
You never catch it.
你永远都追不上。
No,
不是这样。
We will have it.
我们会得到的。
So Jesus is the first person examine this or walk this path for us.
所以耶稣基督是第一个为我们行走这一条道路的人。
So in order to get there, there is a path together.
我们要到那个地方必须有一条路径。
Okay. So all the description following areTalking about this path.
所以接下来的经文都讲到这一条道路。
And Jesus showed it to us, right?
好，耶稣跟我们讲了这条道路。
All right. Now, let's look at the description of Jesus, this servant.
然后我们来看对耶稣的这个形容。
And the English says is astonished.
英文讲是令人惊奇的。
Or NIV says appalled.
NIV 他讲的令人惊讶。
So, why?
为什么呢？
Why is astonished?
他为什么让人很惊奇呢？
In Chinese, express will be like 跌破眼镜。You know, no one guessed it.
没有人能够猜到。
That's why it's astonished.
那就是为什么他们会感到惊讶。
Why? Because you see this statement here.
因为我们可以看到这一段经文。
If you're talking about someone really exalted to high position, you expect a very glorious king, right?
因为我们如果看到有人被高举到至高，我们想象是一个非常充满荣耀的王。
When he is revealed on this earth, will be a glorious fashion.
当他来到这个世上，他是非常充满荣耀的来。
But it's a big surprise.
但这是非常的奇妙。
His appearance.Was so disfigured beyond that of any man.
他说到他的面貌比别人憔悴。
Chinese translation is 憔悴 It's really a 无精打采是。
中文翻译这个憔悴好像翻的
lost. I don't know. Very tired. Very not shining, right?
所以中文的翻译不是翻得很好。
English translation is disfigured. What does it mean?
英文的翻译是不是这有点变形
？Oh yeah. In Chinese, 五官不正的，对不对？
五官不正。Yeah.
Disfigured. And next one, his form marred beyond human likeness.
然后他的形容比世人枯槁。
The form means the posture.
就是讲到人的这个仪态。
He's not really a handsome figure, trim and fit.
他并不是一个这个很这个身体非常健康的非常这个标准的这个身材。
It's marred.Beyond human likeness. So think about, you know, this kind of figure. If he showed up in front of you, you probably get scared.
那么你可以想象这种长相如果来到我们面前，我们可能会吓一跳
，right? And you can never imagine he is the glorious king.
我们绝对没办法想象到他就是那个荣耀的王。
Okay, put this in mind.This is how the whole thing began.
我们大家记住，这个就是整个事情的开端。
Because here he said, just many who were appalled at him. In other words, everybody misjudged him.
所以在那边讲到，每个人看到他都觉得很讶异，就是每个人都跟他我们想象不一样。
That's why I said this servant is very unique. He just beyond everyone's imagination.No matter how you look at it.
这个人呢跟我们想象中完全不一样。
But, you know, God purposely designed this way.
但是神故意的把它创造成这个样子。
Because what God wants to show us is there is something in God's character is so different from the worldly manner.
因为神要跟我们启示出神他的有一个特性跟我们人完全不一样。
Now let's come to the second part of this message.
然后我们看到我们今天信息第二段。
From verse 1 to verse 9 compose this called travailing servant.
第五从53章第一到第九节这边讲到受生产之苦。
I also divide into three small sections.
然后我又把这边分成三个小段。
The first three verses I call it rejected person.
第一到第三节我们讲到被人厌弃的一位。
Verse 4 to verse 6 I call it vicarious one.
第四到第六节是替代人受难的一位。
And the last one is the silent sufferer.
然后最后一段是不开口不出声的一位。
There are three descriptions about this travailing servant.
关于这位受惨难之苦的仆人有三个不同的描述。
First one, rejected.
第一个是被人厌弃的。
Who has believed our messages?To whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he grew up before him like a tender shoot, like a root out of parched ground. He has no stately form or majesty that we should look upon him, nor appearance that we should be attracted to him.
我们所传的有谁信呢？耶和华的膀臂向谁显露呢？他在耶和华面前生长如嫩芽，像根出于干地。他无家型美容，我们看见他的时候也无美貌使我们羡慕他。
So when God tried to present His Son to us in this world,
当神把他的儿子向我们显现出来的时候
，He didn't show us a handsome, a wonderful leader.
他并没有给我们看到一位英俊会非常奇妙的这个领导人物。
He basically disguised, veiled.
他基本上他把他这个他把他隐藏起来。
So people heard him, no one would believe him.
所以人听到他的话，人不会相信。
So the true message from God, the reaction from human beings, who will believe?
这个人的反应呢就是谁会相信他呢
And the other sense is God's feeling To whom I can show my arm
另外一方面讲是神他的心意说我的膀臂向谁显露呢
If you remember Gospel in Matthew Talk about Jesus walk from township to villages everywhere But people reject him.
我们从马太福音我们可以看到，耶稣到各乡各村去传道，人们都弃绝他。
He spoke good words, kind words. He performed good deeds, healed the sick. But people still despise him.
他传福音做好事，然后医治病人，可是人还是藐视他。
Scorn at him.
人们都嘲讽他。
The description here is.He grew before the Lord like a shoot.
他在这边描述他在耶和华面前生长如嫩芽。
And like a root out of the parched ground.
像根出于干地。
What does it mean?
这是什么意思呢
?What does it mean, tender shoot?
这个嫩芽是什么意思呢
My feeling is, this is talking about, you know, if springtime.On the ground, you will see those little sprouts come out from the ground.
我的感觉是，我们在春天的时候，我们在地上可以看到很多嫩芽冒出来。
When you look at that, will you say, "Wow, how beautiful"? You will say that, will you?
你如果看到那些嫩芽，你会说，哇，看起来真美，对不对
？No, you will not.
不会，你不会说。
A little sprout, you know.No beauty in there.
因为那小小的嫩芽看起来也不是很美观。
You know, little, you snap it, it will die.
你轻轻一掐，它就死了。
So this is not like big tree like what we have outside. Magnificent.
并不像我们外面的那个壮观的大树。
It's just like a little a shoot.
它像个小嫩芽。
And then he said, like root out of parched land ground. What does it mean?
然后像根出于干地是什么意思呢？
If you have orchid in your house,
如果你家里有这个兰花，
you know, orchid, they have a special root, not like other plants.
兰花的根它跟其他的植物不一样。
Basically, the roots exposed to the air.
兰花的根是气根。
Great. Absorb all his supply from the air instead of from the ground.
它是从空气中吸取它养分，而不是从土里。
That's what it means.
这就是它为什么是气根。
That means when Jesus grow on this earth, his supply does not draw from the ground. His supply is from the air, from the heaven.
所以当耶稣基督在这地上的时候，他的供应不是从地上来，而是从天上来。
And his appearance really not that great. Repeat again, he said, we despise him because he doesn't attract us.
这边又重复了，他的面貌并不是那么的吸引人。这边讲到他被藐视，被人厌弃。
Despised, forsaken, man of sorrow, acquainted with grief. It's just very, very put down by people.
多受痛苦，常因忧患，他被藐视，就常常被人所唾弃。
Have you experienced that?
你们有没有经历过这种经验呢？
When you confess that you're a Christian,
当你向人说你是个基督徒的时候，
people will give you a very strange look.
别人会用一个很奇怪的眼光看着你。
In the United States,It's probably a little bit better.
在美国
because of many Christians here.
在美国这情况好很多，因为在这里很多的基督徒。
But if you go to many other non-Christian surroundings, you will see the same reaction.
但是你如果到一些非基督徒的国度，你会看到同样的反应。
So the Son of God, when he came to this earth, he was despised.
所以当神的儿子来到地上的时候，他受人藐视。
Nobody really pay any attention to him.
没有人真正的能够注意到他。
And he is man of sorrow.
他是常经忧患。
The second character, now I'll go to the
第二个描述
the vicarious one.
就是关于带人受难的一位。
This word usually we don't use it these days, vicarious.
这个字我们今天通常不用到这个字，受难。
The Chinese translation expressed that someone suffer not for his own problem, suffer for others.
这是一个人他受的苦不是为自己，而是为了别人。
That's called vicarious.
这是代表受难的意思。
Now let's look at the Bible verse.
让我们看到圣经的经文。
You know, I feel that this whole chapter,You don't need to add any words. Just read it. You can get very, very solemn feeling. Powerful feeling.
在这段经文，我觉得我们不需要增添任何的字句。我们光读这经文，我们就可以读到一个非常严肃、非常非常力量非常大的一个描述。
Why he is a vicarious person for us?
他为什么是替我们受难的一位呢？
Here, Bible says, "Surely our griefs he himself bore."Our sorrows he carried. Yet, we ourselves esteem him stricken, smitten to God, afflicted.
他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦，我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打苦待了。哪知他为我们的过犯受害。
Okay. You will see two different perspectives, totally opposite.
你会看到两个完全不同的这个形容。
On one hand, God put this innocent person suffer for human sin.
一方面，神让这个无辜的人为了世人来受难。
He doesn't have to take that.
他不需要受这个痛苦。
Right? Because he has no sin.
因为他没有罪，他不需要受这个苦。
But he is willing to suffer on our behalf. Say, I will take it.
但是他愿意为我们受苦。
If that's the case, if you were Jesus,
如果你是耶稣,
You took the blame for other people's sin.
你为了别人的过犯付出代价。
What do you expect from that person?
你
in response.
你想要从那个人身上得到什么样的回报呢？
At least don't score at me.
至少你不要再嘲笑我。
At least don't misunderstand me.
至少不要再误解我。
If you don't say thanks, but at least don't say, oh, because you are bad, that's why God deal with you.
你就算你不是心存感激，你也不要讲说，哦，你是很坏，所以神来对付你。
But that's exactly what happened.
但这是就是那么发生。
See, this is contrast. On one hand, he surely our grief he himself bore, our sorrow he carried. But on the other side,Yet we ourselves esteem him stricken, smitten to God, afflicted, because God deal with him. In Chinese, 活该。
一方面他是为我们的过犯背负我们的痛苦，但是呢，另外一方面，我们却认为他受的责罚是被神击打苦待。
See how wrong we are?
看到我们是多么的错误吗？
He bear our iniquities, but we say, oh, this is because you have problem. God deal with you. Ha ha ha. Laugh at him.
他为我们承担我们的过犯，但是我们却说，哈，这是你自己的错，神来处罚你。
That is who we are.
这就是我们。
And he said, he was pierced through. Pierced through means the nail.
他这手被穿。
On the hands and on the feet,
他的手脚都被穿刺
means his, what is called that, spear, pierced through his side.
然后有矛刺穿了他的肋旁
For our transgressions, he was crushed. For our iniquities,
为我们所犯的过错，他受了责打
The chastening for our well-being.Upon him, by his scourging, we are healed.
因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。
Because we all like sheep have gone astray, each of us has turned to his own way.
因为我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。
Because Lord has caused the iniquity of us all fall on him.
因为耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他的身上。
This is indeed a vicarious Lord.
这真是一位替我们受难的主。
Last character of this servant.
那最后我们这个仆人最后一个性格，他受难的这个性格。
He didn't say anything.
他没有说任何的话。
So the third character in his suffering is silent.
所以在他受难的第三个特性呢，是他不出声。
He just take it without any complaint.
他接受了，他就没有任何的抱怨。
He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth.
他被欺压，在受苦的时候却不开口。
Like a lamb that is led to slaughter, and like a sheep that is silent before his shears, so he did not open his mouth.
他像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地，又像羊在剪毛的人手下无声。
By oppression and judgment, he was taken away. As for his generation, who considered that he was cut off out of the land of the living for the transgression of my people, to whom the stroke was due?
因受欺压和审判，他被夺去。至于他同事的人，谁想他受鞭打，从活人之地被剪除，是因我百姓的罪过呢？
This is still a contrast.
这还是一个对比。
On one hand, show us how he suffered.
一方面，他跟我们讲他怎么样的受苦。
On the other hand, show us how we don't understand it.
在另一方面，又讲到我们如何的不了解这个事情。
We still think.He deserved it.
我们还是想他是应得的。
Verse 9. He gave, his grave was assigned with wicked men, yet he was with a rich man in his death, because he had done no violence, nor was there any deceit in his mouth.
第九节，他虽然未行强暴，口中也没有诡诈，人还使他与恶人同埋，谁知死的时候与财主同葬。
That's a wonderful prophecy.
这是一个非常奇妙的预言。
Even how Jesus can be, or will be buried was prophesied.
甚至耶稣如何被埋葬都预言到。
So he's buried according to the way he was treated. He's supposed to bury with the wicked person.
根据耶稣他所受的待遇，他应该是跟恶人同葬。
But somehow he was buried in a rich man's tomb.
但是很奇怪，他就是被埋在一个财主的坟墓里头。
Because that's a beautiful carved out a grave out of a big rock.
这是从这个石这个石洞所雕刻出来一个很美的一个坟墓。
You know why?
你知道为什么吗？
Why Jesus has to put in this grave instead of a wicked person's nobody's grave?
为什么耶稣会被放在这个财主的坟墓，而不是跟那些恶人埋在这个无名的这个地方？
Have you ever think about that? Why Jesus has to be buried in this rich man's tomb?
为什么耶稣他会被埋在这个财主的坟墓里头？
Because his death has to be sealed properly. His body has to be sealed perfectly behind this big.The rolling stone, that's right.
因为他的尸体必须要在这块大石头后面被好好的包扎起来。
No, sealed. 封起来。
封起来。
Otherwise, people will say Jesus was stolen, his body.
不然人家说耶稣基督他的尸体被偷走。
Because this is a rich man's tomb, it was...You have this huge rolling stone as a door. Seal it. And Roman soldier guard it so nobody can steal his body.
因为他是被埋葬在这个有钱的财主，他的坟墓口是一个很大的滚石把他掩盖住这个坟墓，而且有罗马的兵丁看守。
So make sure that there is no conspiracy going on here.
他们确定这没有人能够有任何的阴谋。
Right? So now Jesus resurrects from this stone, this tomb, nobody will have any suspicion.
如果耶稣他从这样的坟墓能够复活的话，没有人能够有任何的疑心。
And on the other hand,
但是另外一方面说，
it's very interesting.
这很有趣。
From manger, his birth, to his death, all throughout his life, 33 half years.
从他马槽诞生一直到他死33年半。
He is so different from us.
他跟我们是那么的不同。
Everything he used was borrowed.
他所用的所有的东西都是借来的。
Manger was borrowed.
马槽是借来的。
In hotel, right?
他是在一个客栈里头。
Hmm? That's for, you know, for horse, feed the horse.
他那个是一个马槽。
And now he died. He only used for 3 days. That's it.
然后他死了，他那个坟墓也只借用了三天。
Next person can use it.
下一个可以再用。
He never really occupied anything on earth for himself.
他在这世上为他自己没有占任何一个东西。
Isn't he wonderful?
他是不是很奇妙呢？
Next slide.
我们看下一段。
The triumph servant.
得胜的仆人。
From verse 10, you will see, but the Lord was pleased to crush him, putting him to grief. If he would render himself as a guilt offering, he will see his offspring. He will prolong his days, and the good pleasure of the Lord will prosper in his hand.
从53章第10节这边讲到，耶和华却定义将他压伤，使他受痛苦。耶和华以他为赎罪祭，他必看见后裔，并且延长年日， 耶和华所喜悦的事必在他手中亨通。
This is very puzzling.
这是非常令人困惑的事情。
Can any of us can say this? If you let your son die and you have pleasure in it,
你们任何人可不可以这么讲说你让你的儿子死而你感到快乐呢？
Will we?
我们会不会这么？
No.
不会。
You will say 1,000 times, never, never, never.
我们会说千千万万遍我们不要。
But here, look at this.
但是我们看到这一段经文
Father God,
我们父神
He said he was pleased to crush him.
他去定义将他压伤或者说喜悦将他压伤。
We can never understand this mystery.
我们没办法了解这个秘密。
If his son is willing to crush him,There must be a reason.
如果他要压伤他自己的儿子，这一定有原因的，
right?
对不对？
How precious his son to the father, and willing to sacrifice that, and willing to pay the price. Then, on the other side of the equation, must be even more precious, right?
他这么宝贵的儿子，他愿意将他舍弃，在另外的这个方程式另外一段一定有一个更宝贵的事情。
Are you follow me? You are willing to give out something really treasure to your heart. You will not exchange something worse. You have to exchange something at least equivalent or better.
你愿意将你心中认为宝贵的东西舍弃，你一定至少要换到比这个更好或至少相等宝贵的东西。
Right? Then you feel you are not wasted. It's worthwhile.
但这样你才会觉得说这是值得的。
So you will know. When we read this statement, you will know how precious in God's eye concerning us.
从这段经文你可以看到在神的眼光中我们是如何的宝贵。
He's willing to pay this price to exchange for us.
他愿意花这个代价来救赎我们。
So he is pleased to do that.
所以他做这个事情他是感到喜悦。
He make him a sin offering.
他让他成为赎罪祭。
Okay. Now, let's go on. Verse 11. As a result of his anguish of his soul, he will see itAnd be satisfied. By his knowledge of the righteous one, my servant will justify the many, and as he will bear their iniquities.
他必看见自己劳苦的功效，便心满意足。有许多人因认识我的义仆得称为义，并且他要担当他们的罪孽。
Here you will see there is something made God satisfied.
这边我们可以看到让神能够得到满足的事情。
What makes God satisfied?
什么东西让神得到满足呢？
When he paid this expensive price, the life of his son, crushed him, and he will get something in return. These sinners be justified.
当他付出这么大的代价，愿意将他儿子压伤，再从他得回的是我们这些被他称为义的罪人。
So friends, look around the world. Who is willing to pay such a price for you and me?
所以我们大家看，在这世上有谁愿意花这么大的代价来得着你跟我呢？
Who will value our lives equivalent to God's Son's life?
谁会把我你跟我的生命跟神的儿子的生命看为同样的宝贵呢？
Last night I watched a special historical channel, a program talking about Al-Qaeda.
昨天我看了一个电视节目，它特别节目，它讲到这个恐怖组织 Al-Qaeda 它的历史。
Any of you watch that program?
你们当中有没有谁看那个节目呢？
Oh, one. Right.
有一位。
And you know what I'm talking about.
那你就知道我讲的是什么。
The program was really well documented.
这个节目呢，它做得非常的完整。
And he will show the whole history how this brotherhood of Muslim initiated and now evolved all the way until today become terrorists.
他从起初开始，他们回教徒，他们怎么样成立，然后到今天演变到今天，变成一个这个恐怖的活动。
Trace the whole history.
他把整个历史都把它追溯出来。
They show a segment talking about the number two guy. The number one guy for the terrorist Al-Qaeda is Bin Laden.
我们知道那个这个恐怖组织他们的首领是 Bin Laden.
But how about his number two guy?
那第二个头目呢？
He is a doctor, right?
他是个医生。
Trained in Egypt.
他在埃及受的训。
Very smart fellow.
是个非常聪明的人。
And he made a statement.
他讲了一句话。
To all his soldiers.
跟他所有的士兵讲了这句话。
He said the key difference between us and them, the West.
而我们跟西方最大的不同是这个。
Okay. West represented by Christianity.
这个西方是代表了这个基督教
and us Arabs represent by Muslim
然后阿拉伯就代表了回教
he said the key difference
它是最大的不同
is the West value life as much as we value death
就是西方他们看生命跟我们看死是一样的重要
in the WestValue life. Life means something.
因为在西方我们是看重生命。
And for us, we treasure death. That's why we dare to die for jihad.
但是对回教徒来说他们看重的是死亡所以他们能够为了这个回教圣战来死。
See? How powerful that statement is.
你们看到这是非常强力的 一句话。
People willing, from the young to the old, they are willing to sacrifice for Allah.
从小到老大家都愿意为阿拉来牺牲生命。
So, you see how the brainwash really impact a person's attitude.
所以你们看到这个洗脑是如何能够影响一个人的态度。
Why they cannot treasure life and only treasure death? Why?
为什么他们没办法看重生命却看重死亡呢？为什么？
Because in their theology, there is no redeemer.
因为在他们神学观念没有救赎主这个事情。
If you want to save and enter into the paradise, you have to accumulate.Merits so that you can reach heaven.
因为你必须，如果你必须想要到乐园，到天堂，你必须自己要积功德。
You have pray five times every day.
你每天要祈求祷告五次。
You have to do this, do that. Don't eat this, eat that. All the rules and regulations, a lot of things. If you do this, then you can.
他们很多的规矩，你可以吃这个，可以做那个。他们如果你做这些你就可以到天堂
But here In this Bible Lord tried to show us The way to get to God Is through Him
但在借着这段经文神要跟我们 讲到我们到天堂唯一的道路就是经过耶稣
The way we can be righteous In front of God's eyes Is not through us But through Him
在神的眼中我们能够称义并不是经过我们自己而是经过耶稣基督
So this is a very unique thought never exist in human mind
这种想法是这么独特从来没有在人的脑海中显现过
All human religion will tell you if you want to go to heaven do something
所有其他宗教都讲到你想要上天堂你必须要做
do good
你必须要做好事
don't do evil things
不要行恶
all religions sounds like that
所有的宗教其他宗教都是这么样讲
but only our Bible God has revealed this tremendous salvation is through Him the righteous one
所以在这边只有圣经向我们启示我们的救赎是要经过他
He took the whole blameFor your sake, for my sake.
他为了你我的缘故，他担当了所有一切代价。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because in God's eyes, our life is more precious than His Son's life. In contrast, in that sense.
因为在神的眼光中，相对的来说，你跟我的生命比他的儿子更宝贵。
He is willing to sacrifice the one He loves to exchange us.
他愿意牺牲他所爱的 来交换我们。
God is pleased.
神他是喜悦的。
Don't ask me why. That's the statement made in the Bible.
你不要问我为什么，但是神他很喜悦来做这件事情。
Because we are so valuable in His eyes.
因为我们在他眼中是那么的宝贵。
And in the New Testament,You will see the same statement.
在新约我们可以看到同样的经文。
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 18 through 21.
在哥林多后书第五章十八到二十一节。
Paul told us, Now all these things are from God who reconciled us to Him through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, namely, that God was in Christ.Reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and he has committed to us the word of reconciliation.
一切都是出于神，他借着基督使我们与他和好，又将劝人与他和好的职分赐给我们。这就是神在基督里叫世人与自己和好，不将他们的过犯归到他们身上，并且将这和好的道理归托付了我们。
Through Christ, we are reconciled to God.
所以经过耶稣基督，我们与神和好。
And on the other hand, He will commit this ministry to us to tell the world there is a salvation.
另外一方面，他又将这个执事交给我们，要跟这个世人讲神的救恩。
This is called the gospel. Therefore, verse 20, We are ambassador for Christ as though God were entreating through us. We beg you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God.
所以我们做基督的使者，就好像神借我们劝你们一般，我们替基督求你们与神和好。
This is unique. Only you find in the Bible.
这个是非常独特，我们只有在圣经里头能够找到。
There is no second book in this world has this precious thought.
在这个世上没有第二本书有 这么宝贵的思想。
Lastly,
最后一
The last verse 12 Show us this servant will be greatly rewarded by the Father.
最后一段讲到这一个伟大的仆人，他会得到神很大的奖赏。
Therefore, I will allot him a portion with the great, and he will divide the booty with the strong, because he poured out himself to death, and was numbered with the transgressors, yet.He himself bore the sin of many and intercede for the transgressors.
以赛亚书五十三章十二节，所以我要使他与伟大的同分，与强盛的均分掳物，因为他将命倾倒以至于死，他也被列在罪犯之中，他却担当许多人的罪，又为罪犯代求。
He is the one has the final victory.
他是最后的得胜者。
And then.Through this process, he would divide the spoil.
然后经过这个过程，他会把这个掳物均分。
You know who will share his spoil?
我们谁跟他分享这些掳物呢
？You know?
你知道吗？
You and me.
就是你跟我。
If we follow him.
如果我们跟随他的话。
So brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姐妹们。
This is the mystery of God.
这就是神的奥秘。
He came to this world with a veil.
他来到世上带着一层面纱。
This veil just covered him, so the world cannot recognize him.
他被这层面纱所遮蔽，所以世人没办法认识他。
So good, people overlook him. despise him, reject him.
以至于世人藐视他，弃绝他。
Now he called us to follow him.
然后现在他呼唤叫我们跟随他。
So how do we walk in this world?
我们在这世上，我们如何走我们的道路呢？
Popularity, prosperity, success.
我们是受人欢迎、成功，还是
Or despised,
或者是被人藐视、被人弃绝呢？
Even falsely accused,
甚至被人诬告呢？
Do you want to justify yourself?
你们想要让自己成为义吗？
Or let God be the justifier,
或者让神来成就我们的义呢？
When you are misaccused, shut up. Can you do that?
你如果被人诬赖，你可不可以闭口不言呢？
That is the servant of God.
这就是神的仆人。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Or how wonderful you are.
主啊，你是如何的奇妙。
You never really try to be arrogant.
你从来不曾想要傲慢。
You are so humble.
你是那么的谦卑。
You are willing to take all the blame.
你愿意承担所有的罪犯。
And you say nothing for yourself.
你自己不发一言。
And the whole world can misjudge you, misinterpret you, but you will not speak for yourself.
世人可以误解你，但是你自己从来不说话。
Lord, it's an honor to know such a wonderful servant of God.
主啊，这是何等的荣幸，我们可以认识神的仆人。
Father, honor you, raise you to the top.
父神他给你荣耀，把你高举到至高。
Lord, we want to honor you as well.
主啊，我们也要给你荣耀。
Make our lives just like yours.
让我们的生命就像你的一样。
We will learn.The suffering of Christ.
我们要学习基督的受苦。
So that we can share the glory of Christ in the future.
让我们将来我们也能够同样的与你分享你的荣耀。
We cannot do it.
我们没办法自己去做。
Only you can do inside of us.
只有你能够在我们里面为我们做。
May you see your offsprings just like your son.
愿你看到你的后裔就像你的儿子一样。
So that you will be truly satisfied.
让你自己的心得到满足。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.